Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram, The It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 201, and it's entitled, Are You Worrying About Nickels? No, the other day I was at the gym, and I have to tell you, for the past, 7 years or something, I've had a membership to the gym. Because I signed up early, I got, at the time I was paying $10 to be able to use any gym in the country, wherever they have them. And so I was really hesitant about ever changing that. And then for whatever reason, they ended up changing it. Usually they grandfather you in for a gym, but this one, after a while, they just decided, we're going to increase your rate to like $15. And I didn't, and most gyms don't do that. So that was kind of a shock, but it was interesting because now that I'm paying the $15, they opened a new location and they have, it's just super nice. I mean, they've got a cold plunge right next to a hot tub, and I was able, even before they officially opened, I actually snuck in and used it. And I didn't really sneak in. It was just the door was open. And so I went in I really enjoyed it. Well, I kept it would let me scan my membership card to get into that place one of the days. And then I went in yesterday and it wouldn't let me in. And I was kind of annoyed because I really enjoyed that. And so actually yesterday I just asked somebody if they'd just let me in, and I went in and I used it. And I went in, and as I was sitting in the hot tub, I was sitting there debating do I upgrade my membership? Like, it's only $30 a month. And keep in mind, when I'm in town, I use the gym pretty much 6 days a week. So, you're talking a little bit more than $1 a day to be able to use the gym or thereabouts. But I was sitting in the hot tub and the thought came to me, you're worrying about nickels. Now, I just thought, I believe that came from the spirit. I was worrying about silly things. I was sitting there and I was worried about paying an extra $15 at the gym. Like, guys, I pay more than that for so many things. I mean, Disney Plus, there's plenty of things, but I just thought the phrasing was very interesting, the way the spirit said that you're worrying about nickels. It didn't say I was worrying about pennies. And it didn't say I was worrying about dollars. It said you're worrying about nickels. And I think each of us kind of do that in our lives. It's like, I don't know. Maybe we get so used to how things have been. And maybe even from a financial standpoint, you're worrying about nickels. No. $15 is not. Is not going to kill me, but it's also not necessarily pennies. I'm not a multimillionaire yet or anything. But I knew that if I upgraded my membership at the gym, it would help me with my fitness goals. It would help me recover faster by, using the cold plunge and the hot tub and the massage chairs and massage guns. And they actually have a lot of really cool stuff there. And it was going to help further my goals. I've got a goal right now to get in just incredible shape. And I've got some nagging injuries that I've been dealing with for a little while now. So anything that I can do to make those heal any faster, I got to do. And I want to do. I believe each of us have goals that we desire to achieve. And we don't even try because in some way or another, were worried about nickels. And whatever's coming to your mind in this moment about this topic is probably what you're worried about. And what I'm seeing more and more of, even the other day, it was just like Heavenly Father saying, Joseph, I've got you. You're worried about the tiniest of things when I've got you. I believe, guys, that our job in this life is to move forward and act in faith. But we spend so much time being worried about how everything's going to work out. The truth is, none of us ever know how anything's going to work out. None of us. And that's the fun of life. That's the fun of the game. If we knew how everything was going to work out, life wouldn't be very fun. There is some joy in the uncertainty of life. I want you to think about, you know, one of the things I've been saying lately is I help people achieve their impossible dreams. Most of us don't even allow ourselves to dream anymore. Why? Because we're worried about the tiniest of things. You know, we won't take the actions necessary. You know, the person that wants to write a book, but never writes. The person that wants to get in shape, but never even bothers, not even just going to the gym, but even bothers going outside and walking or running. We're not even taking the first steps. You know, we've got all that crazy leprechaun thinking that comes through our head that basically says, oh, you can't do that. That's all just noise. You know, it's interesting. So one of my impossible goals right now is to earn $25,000 over 90 days, which, you know, I'm already a third of the way into that. So over essentially the next 2 months. And so one of the things I've been doing is just reaching out and connecting with people and letting them know what I'm up to. And I had a lot of thinking tonight. You know, it's a Saturday, especially, you know, part of a program that I'm doing was the assignment was to get 100 actions this week towards your goal. And I hadn't done that. And I didn't want to give up. So even it was after, you know, it was right around 8 o'clock. And once it passed that, I was kind of worried. And even before that, you know, calling people in, you know, other parts of the country. But, you know, the ones that I was worried about and then I called them, they actually turned out to be really nice conversations. You know, one in particular that I'm thinking of was just this really nice conversation. But I had plenty of thinking in my head about, don't do this. Why are you doing this? I would invite you to stop worrying about the tiny thoughts in your head. And I'd invite you to move forward with faith. If you need a great coach, come talk to me. You know, I have a free call that I do once a month, which is generally the second Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Arizona time. You can check the website josephanderson.co to double check that. But apologize, guys. It's a bit late right now. It's like super late, and I'm trying to get my thoughts together enough to do this. I'd just go back to that. Like, are you taking the steps towards your dreams? Or are you worrying about all the tiny thoughts in your head It's like, oh, why would you do this? Don't do that. Don't do that. If you just move towards your goals, you're going to get them. Throw yourself into life. Get anxiously engaged and watch amazing and wonderful things happen in your life. So whatever it is you want to do, go do it. Stop thinking about it. Thinking about it doesn't get anything done. But going out and doing it does. So whatever you felt inspired to do on this really short episode today, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down. And, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.